Welcome to Film School Radio, the on-air online showcase for the best in independent documentary and foreign films, every Friday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. Pacific and online at filmschoolradio.com. I'm your host, Mike Kaspar. Every family has secrets, but when Moroccan filmmaker Azmé El Mourdir agrees to help her parents move out of their Casablanca house they've lived in throughout their life, she realizes that her family's mysteries are vast. Why do her parents have only one picture of her during her childhood? Why is she certain that the girl in the picture isn't her at all? And what other stories her family has told her are untrue? The film is called The Mother of All Lies, and we're honored to have with us today the director, Azmé El Mourdir. Azmé, welcome to Film School Radio.
Thank you so much. Hello. Thank you. I'm so happy to be with you.
As well. I just found this to be an utterly fascinating film on so many different levels. The way that the story is told, what the story involves in terms of telling the family history, the people in the film are all just very compelling people. They all have some degree of trauma that is shared throughout the film in varying degrees of what happened to them in their lives and what happened to them in their town, in their village. What inspired you to have the confidence in yourself to be able to tell a very complex story involving people who may or may not want to talk about these stories, about this story, about what we see in The Mother of All Lies? What inspired you?
Yeah, so when we come from our film schools, we normally watch a lot of films before during the school. So for me, documentary was that thing that I really like to experience. Real stories. Even in my short films, I used to work with the non-professional actors to follow them for month and month, and then making stories with them. So I like the real facts. I like the telling true stories, and it attracts me when, for example, I see that it's based in true story. I really watch film like that. So for me, going back home and deciding to make my first feature film was like, I was sure that I want to make my own story, to talk about my own past, the past of my family, why we don't have pictures, and where are our souvenirs. So maybe I know that a lot of Moroccan families, they have no souvenirs. They don't take care about details. And that's why I want really to talk about these details. Why we lose souvenirs, or we erase memory, or we, for some reasons. And that's why I just start to asking this, the first question, where is our pictures? Just our own pictures in my family. That was like my inspiration, was like my motto was behind each picture there is a story. And that's why I start my film with one picture. And then I found myself with 500 hours of rushes. So it was the starting point, one picture.
When you approached the members of your family about doing what you did, I can imagine there was some resistance, particularly with your grandmother. But in terms of just getting them to participate, must have been quite an undertaking to get them to commit to doing this.
Of course, it was not easy for me to convince everybody to come to this story from the beginning. It took from me years and years. I started in 2013 and I released the film in 2023. So you can imagine how many years I was trying to convince my grandmother, who forbidden pictures in the family, to come and make her first film and go to the theater for the first time in her life. So I think this needs a lot of times, and I was sure that times it's a security violator, and I really give them a lot of time to forget about my camera, forget about me, and forget about the idea that we are making a film. And that's why I took the time to create this miniature with my father and a small team from Morocco. And because I wanted to give the value to this story without any concrete or visual proofs of what has happened, we are able to tell the story.
So that's fascinating. So because there's no photos, there's not many artifacts, souvenirs from that particular part of your family's life, that's inspiring. That, I mean, it must have been one of those moments where you said, I can tell this by replicating the village in a miniature form. And it's such a powerful part of the storytelling in this film to watch your dad and these other people work on reconstructing this village. And then as we see in the film, as it moves forward, as it becomes a more complete version of the village, mm-hmm. we see the emotional reaction mm-hmm. we see from all different people in your family. So I'm just trying to imagine being in this room with these people who are in real time experiencing so many different mm-hmm. things. I mean, I'm trying to, if you can help me through that process as you're watching your own family relive and begin to open up about what happened. What was that like? What were you thinking? What were you a filmmaker first and a daughter second? Or how did that sort of, what role were you playing during that period of time as this is happening?
Yeah, it's hard to be behind and in front of the camera and being also the editor, the filmmaker, sometimes the DOP also. I think for the first 7 years from 2013 to maybe 2019, I was the director. And when I start to really to come in the editing and releasing the film, I became again the daughter, how I can protect the family, what can I show, what can I not show, even if I took lots of things with them since 4 years. I decided in the editing room, and I become the daughter, I become the one who belongs to this family, and I start really to think about them, about the release, about how the film gonna be received in Morocco and around the world. And for me, it was very, very hard from the beginning to make a difference. And I was just enjoying and following my instinct as a director, asking questions, provoking things, and looking for answers. And later I got my rushes, my material, and I start to watch, and then I just became the daughter, and I just really, really was not looking for guilty people or denouncing anyone. I was like trying to understand and to create interaction with my family, and I can also think talk about showing this mechanism of lies that grew up little by little in my family, but without looking for guilty people, without hurting anyone. That was my motto. I will make this film with a lot of love and respect, because this is our culture. We respect people who are older. And I have to make a balance between director and daughter.
First of all, I want to remind our listeners, we're speaking with the director of this terrific film called The Mother of All Lies, and that's Asma El Mordir, and she will be in town in Los Angeles for the screening here on September 13th at the Lemley Monica Film Center. She'll be there for a Q&A for the weekend. I assume that's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Is that correct?
Yes.
And the film was Morocco's entry for best international feature film, ended up on the short list. It's winner of multiple awards. You were the winner of the Uncertain Regard at the Cannes Film Festival. Was that 2023?
Yeah.
And just a remarkable piece of filmmaking. This film is shot in a very cinematic way. I want my hats off to the cinematographer in the film, because everything looks it's very cinematic. It's the different angles, the lighting, everything about this is so well done. Let's talk about the people who helped you with making this film.
Yeah, I think as a filmmaker, I really enjoy when I watch a film in theater, and I find the ingredients of how we make films, because I, as I said, I came from La Fémis School in Paris, and we did a lot of work about how we make films, basically. So we can just, everybody who is in a cinema school, they really care about colors, about the light, about lenses, about which camera. And this works also. I mean, for me, it was primordial that I have to just to find a cinematic way to tell my real facts. I keep the real fact, and I find the way how I change just the way how to tell them. And changing the way, that doesn't mean it's gonna be boring or just a small camera. No, I will use the whole thing that I know from cinema industry, from cinema field. My DOP from Tunisia, Hatim Nashi, was very clever also, because we worked together for 2 years before the shooting. I'm talking about the part of Make Nature, because there is two part of shooting. This is the first part from 2013 until 2019, which I call my archive. I was making my own archive with my family in the house. And then we decided to create what I call laboratory. And there we experience everything. We experience interaction with people. We experience colors. We experience cinema. Everything. That was only an experience. That was only an essay. And maybe I told myself it's going to work, and maybe it's going to not work. So I am the producer. I'm not afraid. I'm just experiencing things there. And making this film with my DOP was very, 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 very nice, to choose someone who make documentary and who don't care about time, because this film have no timeline. It was made in a very savage way. There is no timeline about when this film gonna finish. And this is not good. It's not healthy for a film industry. But I had no idea. I was like stuck in a lot of ideas in my heart, my head, and then looking for waiting for the convincing people to come with me from Casablanca to Marrakesh, the place where the workshop was. So I think I faced a lot of obstacles, and thank God, because sometimes obstacles are very good, and that's why I created this workshop, and I tried to bring the set to my characters instead to bring them to the set. Coloring, lighting, lenses, camera, it's very important, because we have make this as a very important point. That's, we went to the cinema because we want to have pleasure. So even if we have a very hard background, a very traumatic story, a very organic story, why not? We can use the ingredients from cinema and from light and colors and because people went to the cinema finally to watch and to enjoy and to have a pleasure, even if they are watching a trauma.
Well, one of the things I really liked about the camera work, there's a lot of movement, because you're in a static spot. You're basically in one location for the film. And you were able to really create a sense of place, a very interesting dynamic environment that you were shooting in, not only in the home, it looked almost like a big loft to me, some version of that, a big place. But then when we zero in on the miniature of the village from the time of this event, you give it all this wonderful life. You give it a real dynamic point of view, and it really becomes, cliche to say, but it becomes a character in the film as well. That village, the way that it's constructed, and I just thoroughly appreciated just the cinematic part of the film, because it just blew me away, to be honest with you, to see how creative you were in that space. And my congratulations to you on all of that. So
it's very important to answer the question: where are you in this film? Because people, when gonna watch the film, he needs to find himself where I am. I am in a village, I am in an atelier, I am in a workshop, I am in a cemetery, I am in a soccer field. So I think it's very important to put the audience in a place. The place is a part of the film also. The set is a part of the film. So I can say that when I watch some films, I feel lost if I'm not, if I don't, if I cannot make a link between the sets that the director proposed to me in the film. So I have to know where I am now. Yeah, I am in the house of the this character, and now we move to the house to this, because if we lost the control and the contact with the space, I mean, we cannot follow the story.
Yeah, it's just beautiful. I just want to quickly remind our listeners that we're speaking with the director of The Mother of All Lies, and that's Asma El Modir. And the film is coming out here in Los Angeles at the Lemley Monica Film Center on this Friday, September 13th. And you'll be here for some Q&As for the weekend, Q&As at the Lemley Monica Film Center. The film is about something very serious and political and social, and a lot of upheaval had to have reignited some serious conversations in Morocco about what happened in that town. What has been the reaction to the film in Morocco and beyond Morocco? But I certainly think it would open up some conversations about a lot of things.
I was so happy when the film was released in Morocco, because to be honest, before I had no idea how the film going to be received there. But I discovered later that the subject is not taboo. I had the idea from the beginning that there is some kind of reconciliation with the subject in general, because I'm not the first director who's going to talk about this. They have many, many reportage before about the subject, before my film, but it's the first time maybe that we're going to watch this film in this way, cinematic, international, etc. But before, I think there is a lot of reportage about people who was telling them stories. I'm not talking about my characters, but other people, because there are a lot of people linking with this red riot. So I think Moroccan finds themselves in this film, especially in this grandmother, because we can find this grandmother everywhere in Morocco. So it's like a lot of people, even outside Morocco, they find themselves, and they said, oh, this grandmother looks like mine. So I think it was very good to talk about the subject from the side of a human and not being really directly in politics, etc., because everybody knows what happened in this day. But the unique thing about The Mother of All Lies is that we was only trying to tell our own stories. And I think we have the right to tell the stories that we faced. I mean, the story of my grandmother, the story of Abdullah, my story. We are talking about the human stories, and I try to tell the story behind the naivety of humanity and not other things. Because this bread riot was here, of course, but it was like a background in my story. And I try to mix the national and the intimate story via this positive filmic signature, artistic lights, colors, because I was sure that nobody gonna judge the imagination at the end.
My heartfelt congratulations to you on your work. This is really quite a dynamic, involving, dramatic, and at the end of the day, it's about family. It's about dealing with trauma. It's about dealing with each other and coming to some, I don't know what the right word is, but coming to a place where I hope you and your family are doing well. My congratulations to you on your work. It's beautifully done. So thank you so much for being a part of the show.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy. I was so happy to talk to you today. And I'm looking for meeting the audience. And I want also to thank Paul and the Outsider Pictures who took the film and released it in the U.S.
Absolutely. I'm thrilled that, yes, there it's out. It's going to be here in LA, and I'm sure and hoping that plays all over the country. It's a film that definitely needs to be seen by as many people as possible. The film again is The Mother of All Lies, director Asma El Modir. Thank you so very much.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Film School Radio, the on-air online showcase for the best in independent documentary and foreign films. You can find out more about the program at filmschoolradio.com. I'm your host, Mike Caspar. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you next week with another edition of Film School Radio.